Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wrestle me, Mark.
Wrestle me, Pete.
Oh, we took a short break. Becky Lynch. We took a short break with Steampunk World with Becky Lynch.
I've suddenly worked out. I didn't explain very well what I think her movement should be called.
Right.
I call it Wuzzy Hands.
Wuzzy Hands.
And because she kind of goes, oh,
Wuzzy, Wuzzy.
Like that. Wuzzy Hands. And her feet go, da-da-da-da-da. Wuzzy, Wuzzy, Wuzzy.
Right, like her arms are too smooth and her legs are too...
She's jerky, herky-jerky.
Herky-jerky, you've had a long-standing...
Look, Booker T is herky-jerky, right? He's herky-jerky. Becky Lynch isn't herky-jerky.
Yeah.
She's Wuzzy Hands.
Wuzzy Hands versus herky-jerky.
Oh my God, we've lost more money, Pete. I'm really sorry. A card that nobody wanted to watch. Oh, are we watching WrestleMania 32?
We are watching more of Ba-du-ba-du-ba-du. Watching more of WrestleMania 32. We took a short break just then. I ate a banana. Mark ate nothing. He drank the rest of his coffee. We stretched our legs a little bit. But now we're back.
Yes.
Doing
and we
our
are
thing.
Energized.
We're not.
No.
None of those things.
No, it's bad news, isn't it?
Yeah, bad news, Brown.
Undertaker, Barrett? Look. Undertaker versus Shane McMahon.
Woo!
30 minutes and 5 seconds, Pete.
Yes.
30 minutes and 5 seconds.
Now, this. Why... Right.
Yeah.
End is good.
Yeah.
Last 25 minutes. Why do we need all of that?
Well, yeah, this is Vince McMahon wanted this as the main event. And that's, I think, largely as well because this is a storyline that he's involved in. Shane McMahon had disappeared from WWE. He left. It was quite a big thing at the time because he was seen as being the person who would take over.
Right. Had he actually left or is he just kind of...
He genuinely left, yeah. Again, because we watch WrestleMania and we see, you know, yearly snapshots...
Things happen in like 9 months and then it's back to normal.
Yeah.
It's like, why's he got a black eye?
You'd be amazed at like how the reaction to The Rock is because he's been gone a year.
But for us,
we saw him
he was
last
there, yeah.
year. You know, the
and
last
the year
time we
that.
Watched, he was there.
And then The Rock turns up every single year and goes, I'm finally back.
Yeah.
And then, well, you go, no,
mate,
you're here all the time.
I saw you an hour ago. You know, so it is a bit strange. But Shane McMahon had left for a long, long time. He got into, I believe it was something to do with like movies on demand in China, which was supposed to be a big sort of new thing. There was a point where he really wanted to get into MMA. He was very, very close, and WWE very close to purchasing UFC in the early days.
Right.
And Shane McMahon wanted to do that. I think he'd pushed for that, and they'd eventually said no. And he sort of felt, I think that was a bad business decision,
so he wanted to run it. Or he wanted to fight in it.
No. Run.
Right, okay.
And I think he had that thing of going, I am still the junior member here. My father is the purse strings. I need to go out and prove to myself that I'm a good businessman.
Mm.
And so he was gone for years. And this year, he made a shocking return. People were genuinely excited to see him.
Right.
Having sort of forgotten about whenever the McMahons are all together, they begin dominating TV and you get sick of them. But he returned in February 2016, so about, you know, a month and a half before WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And they very quickly began setting up a match. And it was a bit of a mess. So Vince McMahon sort of says, you can't come back into WWE unless you win a match at WrestleMania. This is how all contracts are sorted. And he says, you're going to have that match against The Undertaker.
Mm.
And what it is The Undertaker is not like Vince McMahon's stooge, but that's what Vince has decided is going to happen. Mm. And there is some stuff building up where Vince McMahon says, you're going to take on The Undertaker and he's my bitch. So you go into the match and it's...
thinking Undertaker's a bitch.
Again, age of chaos. You've got Shane McMahon, who is the guy who you're supposed to be rooting for because you want him to get his job back.
Yep.
And he's going against someone who has to win or Vince McMahon wants him fired. Mm. But he doesn't win.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to be having this match and isn't representing Vince McMahon.
No.
So he's not a bad guy or a good guy.
No.
He's just...
Dead guy.
It just sucks. It just really fucking sucks.
Stinky.
It is. It's messy and over chaotic and doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things that make for a great wrestling match.
And podcast.
What is interesting is as soon as they announced this match, ticket sales really went up quickly.
Right.
There had been, obviously they were trying for this, you know, we are going to have a six-figure attendance record.
Mm.
And up until February, they were moving pretty slowly. They were at 60,000.
Mm.
Once this match and these angles started, they did suddenly spike. And they just moved a lot faster.
Right.
So I think it's probably people wanted to see Undertaker. They liked the Hell in the Cell edition because Hell in the Cell is always spectacular. And they know that Shane McMahon is famous for doing stuff that really wrestlers don't do.
Yes.
Yeah. I think there's a funny thing. Because he comes from the family that own the company.
Yeah.
He's got
something to prove every time.
Well, yeah, prove. And also there is the thing of, I think even though he's not part of the ownership anymore, I'm sure he's got shares. You know, there is a vested interest in him making people want to watch this.
Mm.
So the only way he can do that is by hurling himself off stuff that's really, really high. Out he comes. He dances on the sort of ramp. At one point, he slaps his arms like he's trying to get a razor vein. Yeah. Which I think
put
is
it in my veins.
It's slightly that thing of, you know, this is my heroin. not
doing this every 5 years, yeah, and hurting myself and then recovering.
I do take heroin, but only once every 5 years. Yeah, I enjoy the thrill, but then I do need to recover.
I will need opiates after this.
He will. He comes out and his kids all join him, and they all sort of swoosh around.
Oh, especially because like he's about to really hurt himself.
Well,
it's a bit much.
Apparently, they were very traumatized by this. You know, it's one of the things you sort of go, I'm going to be fine, I know what I'm doing and everything. But when you do plummet off the roof of that cage, and then of course you have to act.
Yes.
You can't turn around to the kids and go, Daddy's fine.
Yeah.
Daddy's fine.
Yeah.
You have to go, I'm dying.
Help.
And they're going, Daddy, are you all right? And he's going, take the children away. You know, they were deeply traumatized.
Well, the sort of start, he comes out and sort of dances. Does he do a little dance? He does a little dance with his
voice. He's got a Shane McMahon sort of shuffly, almost like a box. But he skips a bit
because he's the previous VT was him telling his dad's saying that his dad's a shit,
yeah,
and like he's gonna
you
take
stole it off your father,
he's gonna take his company off him, then he comes out and he's all dancing with his kids,
yeah. He's got a thing about like being in interested in UFC.
Mm.
He's always had a thing that he thinks I could have been a great boxer. You know, he's got that thing of going, look at me, I don't wrestle very often. I'm top of the card.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, you know, there are probably a bit of a big reason for that. You know, that you get in that position. But I think he has that thing of going, I could have been a legitimately very good boxer. You know, just like all mad rich men.
Yeah,
you know, they're just like could have done that. You know, and no one around them says, settle the fuck down.
Yeah, calm it down.
Yeah. So he comes up and does a shuffle.
I don't care what your personal trainer says.
He loves doing punches. He loves doing the punches. And people sort of say he's terrible at them. And he sort of whiffs them and everything. But I actually quite like his punches. They always have a sort of air of desperation about them.
Yeah.
Like he suddenly realised.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. I'm way out of my depth here, which I do like. I don't think that's what he means to do. I think he thinks these look like killer punches. But he's very much out of his depth.
He's like killer punches.
He comes out and they have money raining from the ceilings. Mm. And that's it. And look, Pete, look what we've got here.
Oh, what the fuck?
A Shane McMahon.
Come on.
Look at the number they've chosen.
32. What do you mean? As in
is that
the amount of money?
$1 million,
Pete. $1 million.
$1 million.
Wow.
In Shane we
you
trust.
You could buy, so hang on, wait a minute. It says for theatrical use only on the back.
Oh, Mark. Then I'll buy makeup. And a cape.
Oh, Mark, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I did like the fact in the cage, they put all of the, imagine, like, it does say this note is not legal currency, it is a prop. It says $1 million on it. And I would love to see which bar staff gets fired if you ever.
Oh, but wouldn't it be amazing? Wouldn't it be amazing if they just sort of went, you know, due to a sort of oversight, those Shane McMahon banknotes are valid.
They're actually valid.
Oh,
yeah.
It'd be incredible.
Yeah, we've run out of actual dollars. Hyperinflation has happened.
Yeah.
They are worth actually $1 million.
Although, Pete, would it be worth more as $1 million wrestling merchandise? Could I get extra for keeping it?
I don't know, to be honest.
The answer is no. The answer is no. I think I paid for this £3.
So was that from the night itself?
Yeah.
It wasn't just you could buy it in the lobby.
I did buy a little bundle of stuff from a guy who'd been to WrestleMania 32. And he's an English guy.
Yeah.
And he'd done
collected a carrier bag full of tat.
Exactly that. Right. But he'd done a VIP sort of thing.
Oh, nice. So you got like a lanyard and a...
Yeah, the bag. But he'd also got a WrestleMania 32 poster that was all signed.
Nice.
So
okay,
I picked that up. I had that thing of going, do you know what? I can't really remember this WrestleMania.
I picked that up. How much for? $1 million.
I paid him. I sent him back the Shane McMahon bill. I said, idiot. A little extra for you.
Idiot.
Yeah, what a fool. But again, it's one of those WrestleManias. You go, everyone on here is good. And the poster, I'm like, that looks great.
Yeah.
And having watched this, I'm like, that is going in the loft. The match itself, I mean, it's just so long. Undertaker comes out and really his entrance is met with, I think, the lowest level of enthusiasm for an Undertaker entrance so far.
Yeah.
People are sort of going, I'm not sure he can do it anymore.
Right.
And they have this match and they try really hard and there's big things. It's so fucking slow.
Mm.
It's so many gaps and so many lying on the floors. That's a real fucking pain. The, I mean, Shane, the big move that everyone is waiting for and is the thing is he dives off the cage with an elbow drop onto Undertaker on the table. Yep. Undertaker rolls out of the way and Shane goes through the thing. A couple of good bits there. Immediately after he did that, you can see Michael Cole reading from a script that is in his hands.
Yeah.
And he's going, oh my God, he's fallen on the... And you sort of go, okay, so that little bit pre-written.
Yeah.
And Michael Cole has no embarrassment about just going, pick up the script and do it. He didn't know he was going to be on a wide... And Shane McMahon suffered a weird injury doing that.
All right.
He blew out his belly button.
Oh, no.
Terrible, eh?
That's such a weird injury.
He suffered an umbilical hernia.
So it's a big cord.
Came out like sausages.
I don't like that because I don't know whether anybody else, if anybody else has
my
a belly
wife
button.
Has it. She hates it.
Yeah. What, as in like an innie outie?
She hates the idea of someone putting their finger in and carrying on going.
So I've got
She's worried the skin is very thin.
I've got an innie outie.
Yeah.
And so like it goes in, but it says hello at the end, like a little worm popping out. And on a certain day, if I give it a little tickle, it hurts the whole of my stomach.
Yeah.
It's like a real, what the fuck?
I think everyone gets that. I think you can put it in and you sort of go, why can I feel it round the side?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
And it's a little bit like pressure, but also like being sick and also doing a wee.
What is the name of that thing that you got?
An umbilical hernia.
Umbilical hernia. I want to see a picture
of
it. Oh,
it's going to be so revolting.
I want to see a picture happening. Happens a lot with babies. Oh, it doesn't look too bad, actually. It just looks like a little boil.
Oh, yeah, it just pops out.
Yeah, it just pops out.
There you go.
Yeah.
do babies get it if they do elbow drops off of Hell in the Cell cages? Is that the common way of getting it?
Look, this guy's got an umbilical hernia. He's also got a inguinal hernia and a femoral.
Wow.
So from different parts of his, just one to the top right of his wanger, he's got a little...
Yeah.
It looks like his skin is dripping off.
It does.
With hernia.
It also looks a bit like sort of, I don't know, like you're easier to climb. You've got like handholds all the way up.
You get American Ninja Warrior up someone. So women get it a lot when they are pregnant.
Yeah. It sounded awful, but it actually looked quite benign. I bet it hurts like fucking hell.
Oh, yeah, I bet it does as well.
Boish.
Oish.
Not happy about that.
Mm.
Undertaker, of course, wins the match. And he is starting now to be on that downward slope of performances where he is going, that went differently in my head before I'd stepped into the ring.
Yeah.
And again, at the end here, he just is staring up at the sky and he's muttering to himself when he's won. So he gets the pinfall. Maybe. He's just going, oh, good. Fine. Like that. And at one point, you can see Shane McMahon lying on the floor who clearly sort of goes, that was really good, mate, like that. And Undertaker looks at him and he does a sort of half smile like he's going to go, yeah, cheers, mate. Yeah, never mind. You know, it's just heartbreaking to see him sort of give up. He's just like, oh, God. And I don't think, oddly, you'd have noticed it so much had he not been doing that Last Ride documentary.
Yes.
Where he was really like, I'm really unhappy about this. And you do go back and you go, he was not lying about any of these bits.
The problem is, you know, I mean, this isn't half an hour. It could have been a lot shorter, as much. Like, it's not going to get any better if you keep on doing half an hour matches.
No.
That involves someone else doing all of the folly, hurdy-hurdy, belly button.
Exactly. I mean, look, the funny thing
is... The belly button bumps.
You think about... The King of the Ring 98, the very famous Hell in the Cell with Mankind, Mick Foley and The Undertaker. And Mick Foley goes off that cage within the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And they do it, that's so devastating. When Foley gets back up from it, the match lasts another 3 minutes because he slams him through the thing and it's just all over. And there is that thing about, you don't need to have 20 minutes building up to that spectacular slot. I don't think it doesn't even end after that, does it?
No.
There's a really annoying bit, which is a typical McMahon thing, always, you know, done in the last 10 years, where there comes a point where they are so badly broken and beaten, and rather than give in, they always flip the bird. And there's a bit here where Shane McMahon does that, but because we're in the PG era, he doesn't give the fingers. He just goes, come on, like, just bring it.
Oh, is that what that's right?
And I looked at that and I thought, you fucking coward. Again, it's that thing of, you know, at least giving the fingers is just a sort of defiant thing. When you're going, bring it on.
Doesn't Steve Austin do the fingers?
He stopped doing the fingers.
He does but they're reverse fingers. They're not real.
Yeah.
They're not real.
No.
No.
He only does it behind his back.
A finger hernia.
Like you do to supply teachers.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, Shane McMahon works as hard as he can here. Undertaker is working as hard as he's able. But again, 30 minutes. This is a guy who is a part-time wrestler who hasn't wrestled in something like 6 years.
Yeah.
And The Undertaker, who wrestles annually. You know, why you'd go, do you know what, you guys should have half an hour. Who else has got that on the card? No one. Oh, no one.
And to be honest, if the main bit of the wrestling match is a man falling off a table and one man getting out of the way, maybe position the camera person in a place where the Undertaker's not going to knock him over.
Yes.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, it is.
On the main shot.
I mean, I do look at it and I do sort of go, that is an amazing thing to bother doing.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like, I mean, you know, you will herniate your belly button. That is without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to do that. But it doesn't justify, you know, as cruel as it sounds, making people sit through 29 or 28 minutes of just fucking nothing. Just get straight up there, do it minute one, get pinned in minute three, and everyone will go, that was sensational.
All I've written for them, like, much before he jumps off the thing, I've written he's gong. Not a clue what that means. And I like money in the cell. That's all I've got.
There are lots of banknotes on the top of the cell. What I really like is a bit later on in Triple H's match, he rolls around on the floor a couple of times, and the first time when he comes back into the ring, he's got some of the confetti from Sasha Banks' entrance on his back.
Right.
And 10 minutes later when he comes back in the ring having rolled around, he's got one of these bills stuck on his back. And I like the way he's sort of giving you a visual reminder of the evening through things sticking on his back. It's really good.
No thumbtacks though.
No thumbtacks.
No thumbtacks.
None. It was so long and so crap. I hated it. I did hate it. This was the point where WrestleMania 32 goes totally off the rails.
Yeah.
Once you're in this, you're like, I am bored and I feel like I'm in porridge. And the rest of it is just like getting worse and worse and worse and worse. They have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. This one hints at something that they should have done, I think, more frequently, which is they bring in some of the stars of the past. This is a really simple, low impact, you know, match. It's full of everyone to get them on the card so they get their WrestleMania payoff. And one of the people who isn't there, who was on the roster, is a guy called Titus O'Neil, who is a great big sort of tall guy. He wasn't a huge star, but he did tag teaming and things. In February, he had been at Raw, and during something on air, I think it was like a Vince McMahon celebration or something, he had, without warning, grabbed and hugged Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon was fucking furious, and they suspended him for 60 days.
What for?
Basically, he puts his hand on his shoulder and sort of goes, hey, and Vince McMahon goes, rrr, rrr, rrr. But he was suspended for 60 days for touching the boss. Amazingly weird thing.
I thought he liked it. I thought he liked to be taken down a few pegs.
I will tell you, Titus O'Neil is still signed with the WWE to this day.
Oh, well, fair dues.
Yeah, I'm going to suspend you, and I love it. You're a big naughty boy. I'm very sorry. Oh no, you're going to be fired. the big name in this match is Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes,
who comes in. Not to the biggest response.
No.
Don't know why.
Well, I think it's just confusion more than anything else. Shaquille O'Neal, right?
Yeah. He's still going. You know, that's interesting. for years, they tried to put Shaquille O'Neal in a match with the Big Show. They were continually right. wanting to do it.
Yeah.
And he continually sort of, I think, was a bit flaky with right. them, or he'd say, oh no, I've signed, I can't do it because of my contract. Mm. And it never happened.
Right.
And so this year, they finally got them. And this was supposed to lead to a match between them at the next WrestleMania. Shaquille was flaky again. So this is the only time they actually face off with each other. I don't think we missed much in not having a Shaquille O'Neal Big Show match.
No, it would only if in the middle he did the hot sauce gif. You know, there's the hot ones where they eat hot wings and they just get hotter and hotter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's an anime gif of Shaquille O'Neal eating a hot wing. And then it's hot. And he goes, he just dabs it with the tongue and he goes, ooh. And it is... If I see that on a web page, I have to watch. It's like an OCD thing. I have to watch it at least 7 times. This is so fucking good. Oh.
I'm exactly the same with that bad bit of CCTV footage of the woman in the bar falling down the trapdoor.
Yes.
I have that yes. thing of just going, I've seen it a million times. But there's something so smooth it about again. It.
I have to watch it again.
We get Diamond Dallas Page and Tatanka coming out.
Yes.
And they are both in this Battle Royale. And this was Tatanka's first pay-per-view match since No Way Out 2006.
Oh, he's a hefty bon. He's a hefty bon.
He was
always a little bit hefty, but...
He definitely got sort of thicker.
Yeah, he did.
You know,
he got fatter.
As indeed the world wanted things to get thicker.
Yes.
You know, he was like, I can feel the trend. I'm going to be a thick Tatanka.
Yes.
Yeah. A big... I was about to... Is Tatanka like the truck, Tonka trucks?
It works.
It works written down.
It works written down. I don't think anybody... What? Were Tonka trucks like a version of big trucks?
Yeah, they were sort
did,
of like
did Tonka trucks
chunky...
actually exist in... I had a Tonka truck.
Yeah.
But it was a toy truck. Was Tonka like an actual... like?
They were a toy... No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't like a big... You can buy a big one.
Yeah.
If a big were, boy can buy a big one.
If you were like John McAfee, you could sort of go, I want...
yeah.
I want a real working life-size Tonka truck.
Yeah, okay.
And they'd have made it for him. You know, they'd have made it. You know, they always do. Where there's a will, there's a way. Funny, you flash the money around and these people can do anything.
Yeah, it's
but
weird, that, isn't
if
it?
You want like working Tonka trucks that you've no interest in investing in, they will not help out. It drives me mad.
Yeah.
UFC star Chael Sonnen was also... he claimed he was offered $5 million to take part in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale.
He wasn't. I'm saying he
well,
wasn't.
He certainly said he declined due to scheduling conflict, and he said his decision earned him heat with WWE officials.
Right.
I don't know about
I
that.
I would not be spending that amount of money on that.
No, he was
I've never heard of that man.
Well,
Shaquille O'Neal probably spent... So who did they get in?
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was... He said it was $5 million. It was actually something like $1.5 million, $2 million.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's Floyd Mayweather.
Exactly. Now, Chael Sonnen was a UFC star who had some knockout fights.
Yeah.
I mean, not with the pun there. He was mainly a grappler, so he didn't do knockouts. So it doesn't work, actually. So shut up, everyone.
Shut up, yeah.
Yeah. But he was a really good talker. When he was a UFC fighter, one of the people who helped him do his promos was JBL. And so he would actually became quite sort of, you know, a big star just by being one of the few UFC fighters who was able to do a pro wrestling promo within MMA. And there was always talk about him doing a little bit of pro wrestling. There was even talk about him being an announcer. But I don't understand why they would have given £5 million to bring in Chael Sonnen. I'm not sure that happened. Also, his other thing of saying, I can't do it because of scheduling conflicts. And they go, well, you got heat with us now. You know, I mean, they brought Shaquille O'Neal in. It's him crying about him.
Yeah, I'm a man who honours my contracts.
Yeah.
So you should want to work with me.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
but
no.
Again, he wants to be treated mean.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You got heat. I'll give you $6 million. Yeah. You naughty Chael Sonnen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Join me, Melissa Reddy, and listen to my brand new podcast, Between the Lines. I'll be speaking to the biggest names in football about the captivating, behind-the-scenes stories fans want to hear. From major talking points to untold anecdotes, you'll hear from some of football's leading stars as well as those working in the shadows. In our first episode, I spoke to former Spurs manager Maurizio Pochettino about that Amazon documentary.
We feel responsible because it was very difficult to say yes to open the door to Amazon. Only we watch with Jesus the 25-minute first because it was until we left the club.
And on our latest episode, I investigate how prevalent and damaging social media abuse is in football.
And I was like taking all this negativity onto myself, and I did. I kind of lost myself and my personality because I knew everything that was going on around it. And it's not until I actually got to a stage where I thought, I can't take this anymore. It is becoming too much for me, that I spoke out about it.
Craving football insight? Well, look no further. Listen to Between the Lines with me, Melissa Reddy, via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
The winner of the battle royale is Baron Corbin, who is at this time in NXT.
Yes.
He was 2 days before at TakeOver Dallas. He was in the worst match on the card. He was also the worst performer in that match. So naturally, he is the one who Vince McMahon goes, this guy. The crowd are really, really cheering him, and that's because you've got NXT breaking through. And that's the thing that the really is exciting people at this time. Yeah. And so they finally got an NXT star in the way that, you know, they could have got that reception for Sami Zayn winning, and they could have built something out of that. They do it with Baron Corbin. Yeah. And that is a slight disappointment. He eliminates Kane as well. Kane is one of those guys who in WWE, they sort of go, the best way to show he's a real player is for him to eliminate Kane. It's always
everyone's
fucking
eliminated Kane.
Who hasn't eliminated Kane? Jesus Christ.
Look, he's got walk on. I always feel sorry for these Battle Royales or any of the ones that where there's lots of people in the ring. Only certain people have to already be in the ring.
Yeah. That's true.
So some of them get 3 seconds of their music.
Some of them don't even get that, do they?
No.
I mean, it's just that thing of just going, right.
Here he is.
Hang on, we're going to count you out. 22, 23, 20. You know, just a number going out and going, oh, this is why I've given up like university to come here and just be a body.
I saw a clip of Baron Corbin. Is he King Corbin?
Yeah.
He smashed up his throne recently. I'm not sure it was deliberate, but Thingy was laughing, the giant killer. What's his name?
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, he was laughing.
Yeah, he did. That is shonky. WWE is going down the fucking pan, isn't it? It really is. Oh, Jesus Christ. And at this point, you're like, oh, well, at least we must be near the main event. I paused it at this point. I was like, there's a fucking over an hour and a quarter left. I was like, how can this happen?
Yeah.
The Dallas fucking Cowboys cheerleaders come out.
Yeah.
Not what you want, like 4 hours into the longest WrestleMania in history.
I mean, they announced that the next show is going to be in Orlando. Yeah, fine. Mm. Okay, right. The city of Florida. And then, you know, the cheerleaders come out and then...
How is this going to make WrestleMania shorter? How is that going to happen? So they do their thing. I don't know.
It's value for money, if nothing else, Mark, I guess.
As a ticket payer and as a pay-per-view person, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. I was thinking, I'd love to see the figures of how many people, since it was on live, how many people have sat through the whole of this in one go.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has got to the end of this in probably 3 years.
It was like
the only people.
It was like when our friend Craig and Rob tried to play After a night out, they try to play the 24 video game.
Yeah.
Because they take it hour by hour. Because it was a 24-hour long video game. And I think it lasted 2 hours before they had a falling out and then fell asleep. It just reminds me of that.
No one is going to get... It's almost physically impossible to watch the whole thing.
If you are in... I'm thinking the Far East.
Yeah.
Because then you can do it during the day.
Yeah, exactly. If you turned up, you would go, do you know what? The tickets are expensive. But you work it out and you go, per minute... This is very cheap. This is very cheap indeed. You know, and on a pay-per-view, ordering that. I mean, because pay-per-views don't exist anymore. In the old days, pay-per-views, of course, would have a three-hour limit. So you would have to fit it into
right,
that time. Hence
okay, yeah,
being,
yeah.
You know, why most shows back in the days before they had the network were...
Length.
Yeah, they had a certain amount. But with the network, they're able to just go, it can go on as long as you possibly want. Mm. And that sort of at the time you go is great. It's only when you're doing specifically this podcast that when you go back to it, you just go, how can anyone watch
watching
this?
It live as someone who lives in Europe, you know what I mean? How do they sort of square that circle, so to speak?
Do you know what? That must have been depressing. If you were covering this at the time, you know, and obviously loads of people were, there'd be podcasts, there'd be, you know, websites, you'd be having YouTubes and things. Imagine sitting down to watch this starting at midnight and the sun has come up and you're like, I'm watching the Dallas fucking Cowboys cheerleaders.
But the thing gets me is like, that surely, you know, America's massive, but your viewership isn't as massive as elsewhere in the world. So be sensible about it. Started a lot earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the hours are, but it always seemed that people were starting to watch it around about 1 o'clock in the morning.
But there's a funny thing about how people have got used to watching it at that those times. So the Americans, they won't change it because it's like, well, it's always been like that.
Yeah.
Whereas here, we're like, we watch it at 1 a.m.
Yeah,
because like,
it's a special thing we do every year.
You scum. That's all you get. And you won't see the main event. It's not possible for you, unless you begin changing your sleep pattern 2 weeks in advance, it's not possible for you to sit through the whole of this WrestleMania. No. Imagine those.
Hey guys, welcome. We've just finished WrestleMania 32. So.
I saw a few of those actually for this WrestleMania, and I think they'd actually be, the problem with like what looking at other people's reviews of shows, because I just want to get take the pulse of what was being said at the time. Like they're all just sort of in their car and I'll review the next day going, yeah, I couldn't get back from New York the train station because the trains had stopped running at that time. And it's just like,
all of that makes me feel hot and sick. Once you get the Dallas fucking cheerleaders finished, and I don't know anything about cheerleading, but it all looks the same to me. If you've seen it in 1982, then it's exactly the same as the one in 2016.
The get Kendall sticks out fine. I mix it up a bit.
And then you sort of go, oh, well, at least this is moving forward.
Yeah.
Because here is The Rock.
He takes 15 minutes to announce how many people are in the fucking stadium.
It's so long. You watch 15 minutes, the commentators pretty much go, oh, this is a special moment. Rock does his thing. 15 fucking minutes of just watching Rock silent because he's not mic'd up, walking across the stage and looking at the
pretending,
crowd.
Yeah,
and
looking at the pretending he's had sex with the cheerleaders.
Hey, Rock, I mean, actually, in the running order, it's better if the cheerleaders, if once you've come back, then we'll do the cheerleaders. Can we do it so that, do you know what would be really cool, right, is if they were all there,
and
their backs to me, and then I got to come out at the, just if that's possible.
Where they can't see me.
Oh, amazing. 15 minutes. Those poor cheerleaders standing on that ramp for 15 minutes, and their reward is that Rock walks past, chooses one of them to kind of go, yeah.
Ooh, flexy.
You like this, you like this.
Yeah, I wish someone would like this. There is a very interesting sign that goes up at this point. It says, hey, Rock, call my mom. And there's a phone number.
Oh.
Right? And it's a phone number. It wasn't even an American phone number. It was a British phone number.
Oh, amazing.
They've made the sign. They've neglected to put the fucking international fucking dialing code. Idiots.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a British phone number.
Rock will see this as being a way that there might be a lady interested. He will find out what the code is. He'll start a 00 and just keep going through them.
So I typed the number into my... It's a good way. If you've got a phone number that you don't recognise, a mobile number...
Who called me?
Who called me is like the... If it's like a kind of a dodgy like kind of telemarketing thing. If you have got WhatsApp on your phone, type the thing into... put the number into your phone and then check them if they're on WhatsApp. And if they're on WhatsApp, they frequently have their own little picture and sometimes their name. And so I've done that so many times. I'm like, oh, it's Steve. Oh, Steve. But yeah... It's that woman's number.
Get in.
It looks like a woman's number. It's a woman's number.
My God, is she mummy age?
She is mummy age. She would say she is roughly mummy age.
I mean, she has got very much the sweet spot there of being mummy age, looking mummy age.
Yes.
Still being very pretty.
Yummy age.
Wow. That is unbelievable.
What have you got against mummies?
That is unbelievable.
You're married to a mummy.
Do you think she gets rung once every like 5 months?
She will do tonight, baby.
I bet she gets rung every. It's like 4 times a day by the fucking rock. Hey, I was told to ring this number. I've been ringing now for the last 4 years. Please get back to me.
Yeah, so.
That is astonishing. Mm. Does she know that her number is on WrestleMania?
She must do. And maybe the phone number's changed a few times, but it was only about 4 years ago. People don't change their numbers that often. That was somebody's mum.
Oh, my God.
Like a leather dress. Interesting.
Sounds like a sort. Oh, so yes, fucking hell. So Rock has his, it's the longest, remember when Iron Sheik was at WrestleMania 17 and the big laugh was all about how slow he was getting to the ring?
Yeah.
He must have done it in a tenth of the time that fucking Rock takes. This is so inexcusable, I can't tell you.
No.
Out come the Wyatt family. Bray Wyatt is injured, so he can't take part in any physical stuff.
Yeah. I see. Everything's going wrong.
Everything's going wrong. I believe Luke Harper is also injured.
Right.
So you end up with Rock suddenly having an impromptu match with Eric Rowan, who is the sort of third member of the Wyatt family.
Third most popular member.
Third most popular.
I've never heard this man. Who is this man?
So he is a member of the Wyatt family. Right. You will enjoy his later career earlier this year when they gave him a sort of a basket that had something in it. And right. He would hide and guard it very jealously and go into the ring.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, he said to them, do you know what would be fucking brilliant is?
It's a can of Stone Cold Steve Austin IPA.
He said, I've been watching American Horror Story and there's an actress who is the world's smallest woman. Wouldn't it be incredible if we reveal it's her? Woman. She comes out, she's like that tall.
Yeah.
She comes out and basically I am protecting her from the evil in the world. And, you know, that would be a great gimmick.
That is a great gimmick, but I'm fearful of the fact that this woman isn't as small as he thinks she actually is because it's fucking telly, mate.
That is true.
Yeah.
Do you know what they gave him?
What?
A spider. They made a puppet spider.
Oh, no.
He was fired in weeks. They got rid
That's
of him.
That's his fault. That's not his fault.
Not his
fault. They gave him a fucking spider.
Not his fault.
Holy
I didn't like
shit.
That shitty up with the spider. I didn't make that.
I wanted a small woman. In a sports bag.
Would have been like genuinely.
That would have been genuinely good.
Great.
Good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Big furry spider. Wow. So he gets to have a WrestleMania match against The Rock. One of those things you tell people that you'd meet them at like dinner parties.
Yeah.
Shouldn't imagine Eric Rowan goes to many dinner parties. But you'd meet him at like swap meets or something.
Spider out. They go, what have you brought? Oh, a ragu.
It's the world's tiniest ragu. you meet him and you go, oh, so you know, you're a big lad. And he go, yeah. And you go, what'd you do? Mm. And he'd go, I'm a wrestler. And you'd go, all right,
I don't think I've heard of.
I wrestled The Rock at WrestleMania.
What?
The fucking joker. Fucking joker. You spider guy. But yeah, 6 seconds. It is the shortest WrestleMania match in history.
Right.
It narrowly edged out Chavo Guerrero and Kane at WrestleMania 24, who managed 11 seconds for the ECW championship in a, you know, humiliating match. What's really weird about this is they set up. So John Cena, who is injured, runs down to the ring when Wyatt is, you know, hassling Rock. And what they think is okay, so that 6 second thing is just a precursor to the fact that we're going to now see Cena and Rock versus Wyatt and the better member of the Wyatt family. And it doesn't happen. All of them are injured apart from The Rock.
Incredible.
They bring them out and then the two of them just sort of do a little bit of posing and things. And it just means an already unbearably long segment is made even fucking longer. I mean, it's so bad from start to finish. I mean, it's, you know, it takes 15 minutes for them to just get to the ring and announce how many people are there. But this must be, again, over half an hour.
Now, the lights that they have in, everybody carries little lights. They don't look like they are all phone lights. They look like they've just been given little LED lights in the auditorium.
I don't know.
Because they look very uniform, the fireflies. Yeah. They look like they're kind of very uniform and they don't, or they're just, when she's just far enough away where a phone camera kind of flash. Everyone does it at the same time. There's no switching. So I sort of think maybe.
I don't know. I think.
Because Coldplay were doing that fucking tax.
Yeah.
Tax deductible little trick with their lights,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I mean, they had a special one where the lights would change and stuff like that. I can't see WWE doing that every time they roll into a town, giving everyone you know, disposable things.
Yeah.
I think it is cell phones. I think it's slightly something to do with the fact that Americans don't really like cell phones, do they?
Right.
I think they've all got basic ones, basically.
That's a big shout.
It is a big shout. But I mean, there is something funny about it. Like, text messaging never took off in the States.
Right.
You know, SMS, it's never been big.
Pages. What? Come on now.
Never been big. But
Mark's big shout of the week.
I think they all basically have telephones that look like old BlackBerries.
Yeah.
And I think it's that thing.
Still
of
using pages, mate.
I just imagine they've all got the same phone. Yeah. Hey, you got a version 1 or a version A. You know, they're exactly the same, except one of them's got a, you know, I don't know. I'm making it up.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
One of them's got legs. Deer's legs spiders. Hanging
little
off
speed,
it.
Little spider.
God, Americans would love mobile phones with antlers on, wouldn't they? They'd love that. They'd love it.
Flag across each
yeah. Don't tread on me. yes, good. It was where that last bit was. A little bit like if any other nation I'd done that with it, you'd sort of go, cut that bit out.
I said,
yeah, Italians, they'd love a phone like this. And then I went, hey, I don't really.
Did you hear the second show we did? I went to say the word spec and said something completely different.
Completely different.
But
in fairness, Pete, it was a real word. Absolutely unacceptable. Oh, we've already seen so much tonight, says Michael Cole.
We've already seen too much tonight.
Great memories have developed. He said developed.
So many photographs. They should have gone for photographs there.
So many memories have been created.
Yeah.
You know, but developed. Like you've slowly.
You've chemically processed all of the.
Rocks burned in my retinas. Jesus Christ. And there is nothing like, Pete, having got this far and feeling as tired as you can possibly feel watching wrestling. And you still know there's a Triple H match to come.
Because you know it's going to be half an hour.
Of course.
It's going to be half an hour.
And the other thing is, because everyone else, because there's been this half an hour thing with The Rock and half an hour, Triple H is never going to go, well, I'll do 20 minutes. He's going to go, do you know what I'll do? What's the longest one? 30 minutes? I will do 31. He does actually a shade under that, but it's near as damn. It's 28 minutes. I mean, it's a fucking disaster. Mm. I had to look at some of the reviews at the time. Of this match. The three that came out. Yeah, I know. It was, I tell you what, it's also one of those matches that I was watching and I couldn't take it in.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh God, this is slow. Why aren't they doing it better? The reviews I saw from the time, someone had written boring, boring, boring. Someone wrote completely horrible. Someone else wrote a sociological experiment masquerading as a WrestleMania main event. Steve Austin was not a fan of this main event.
Right.
So still being annoyed about the fact they like messed up his Lesnar thing, he on his podcast, he said, it was way too long. That match should have been 15 minutes. Mm. If it's Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels and you're out there, hey, give them 30 because they can go 30. But here's a case. Triple H can go any amount of time you want him to go. But what needed to happen on this match, just to make Roman, because if you're going to let Roman go over clean in the middle of the ring, shine him up like $1 million, get a load of heat on him, boom. Big finish. Mm. Bam. 1, 2, 3. Make an impact with the match. Make an impact with the finish. And make a statement for the kid. Instead, fucking hell.
You didn't need slow and methodical after the sixth hour in the stadium. You just didn't need it. You did not need it.
It's a 28-minute chess match with Triple H, who thinks he's much better at chess than he actually is, and Roman Reigns, who hasn't really played a lot of chess.
Yeah. What's this horsey do?
And 100,000 people who are turning on the entire thing. What's amazing about this is it just gives you an indication as to how rejected Roman Reigns was at this stage.
Yeah.
We've looked at last year and we looked at that Royal Rumble bit where he's just booed out of the building. Mm. And it's astonishing to see.
Mm.
A year later, they are still in the same position where you can put Roman Reigns, the number one babyface in the company, up against Triple H, who is representing the authority and abuse of power, and who has had so many main event matches and is famous and sort of criticized for putting himself in that position, and who always goes much too long.
Yeah.
And the crowd would still prefer him to win than Roman Reigns. It is just appallingly.
Mark.
It makes me feel.
This has been WrestleMania.
It makes me feel so tired.
We're in our studio now, so Mark's. I'm scared he's going to break something.
There's a bit that sums it up for me, which is that right at the start, when they come in, Stephanie McMahon is on this Castle Grayskull sort of mock-up, and she's standing at the top, and she's wearing sort of mental clothes that just, you know, no other world other than being a professional wrestling manager and at ringside would that be an outfit. If you saw someone like that in the street, you go, oh, poor fucking, poor cow.
She thinks she's in the Thunderdome.
She's
quite good when she delivers her stuff.
She is.
She's dressed like a maniac.
She's dressed like a maniac. She looks like she's part of Fathers for Justice because she's also on a sort of balustrade. But she says this thing where she's going, you are the blind sheep who follow. We are the leaders, the chiefs and the generals. We own you. And it's a horrible voice. Yeah. And it's all really sort of like, we are great and
we are
pathetic.
We have watched Game of Thrones.
Yes, they have.
It's popular.
But I did think, imagine the fucking boss of WH Smith doing that over the tannoy and just going to the customers, you are filth, you know, you dirty rotters, whatever it would be.
She sounds like Skeletor.
She does. And there's a slight thing there where you go, I know this is a character, but there is a slight thing of them saying, we will give you the entertainment that we know is best for you. We are in control. You don't have a say in this.
I'll try to find the wire. Hang on. It reminds me of where Skeletor, Skeletor got very humorously.
The other thing is, all those people in skulls do remind you of Eternia and Skeletor.
Well, the
all
one
of it
with
is
the, well,
slightly.
I like the little wobbly boys with the. Yes, there's a lot of Skeletors around, but on the video, they've got like a look like a Slipknot video or Fear Factory or something, where it's like they've got their mouths kind of plated so they can't open them. But this, I saw this for the first time quite recently. It makes me laugh like nobody's business. Skeletor.
It's a she. It is the baby I took from Randor. Princess Adora.
What?
Right.
Right. She sounds like that.
It does. Even just looking at that cartoon, right. It does look like the entrance. They've never sort of gone, it's the He-Man entrance, but it does look like the He-Man entrance. She's sort of like got that Evelyn thing going on. All the guys in the Scully things as well, you sort of go, oh, that looks great. And then when they go to the ring, they haven't said to the Scully guys, here, let's have a rehearsal or walking in time. So they're just lolloping behind him and not in
walking
a lolloping,
they're seeing walking dead.
Not in a scary way. They're just like out of step. And it's just like, who's this fucking rabble behind you? It's like, you know, fucking, I don't know. It's like they've all got off the a train, faces, yeah. You know, to walk into the fucking stadium. it looks crap. And Roman, anyway, he turned booed out of the fucking building. And you can see now that after a few years, it's starting to get to him. And he's in WrestleMania and people are going, boo. And he's like sticking his tongue out and just staring at this mass of people. Like, come on.
One of you, have a go.
Yeah, one. Just one.
Lay a hand on my beautiful face.
There is a part of me that I think if you'd have been able to say, what would you like to do now? He'd have said, lock all the doors and I'm going to work my way through all 97,000 of them one by one and I'm going to punch every single person in the mouth.
I reckon he'd get through at least 100 people.
Oh, like, easily.
I mean, he'd choose the kids first. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that does make sense.
You made a point in the newsletter that for the cameo, obviously WWE have recently said that we're going to take control of your Twitches. You're going to take control of your cameos. You can't advertise shit, energy drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you said you would only want Roman Reigns to do a cameo if he could explain to your wife that she didn't have a chance with him.
She thinks he's very handsome.
He is very handsome.
I think she's what they've done there, you see, is they've got rid of cameo and they've gone, you have your virtual meet and greets.
Yeah.
And what that means is basically,
you've got to do more work for less money.
Exactly. And I've seen some of them on Twitter that people have put up. And what they are, they always open with the superstar being there first before they let you in. So it'll just be 5 or 6 seconds of Sheamus like staring into the thing just on his own. And then it goes ding. And his is, you know, whoever's ordered it or this meet and greet, it will not be lit as well. So the superstars look good and normal people look like shit anyway. And then they have to have a fucking 2-minute chat. Now, cameo,
can we
the
can
beauty
do that,
of that.
Can we do that? Wait, hello.
There's nothing to stop us.
Hello, Seamus. What did you think of being part of the Axel of Evil, what they're called?
The League of Nations.
I
thought it was a very good name, but they never did nothing with it. I've been working on my Irish accent. I'm not sure it's any better.
Sasha Banks.
Yeah. I liked a bit about the Becky Lynch having the wuzzy hands.
Wuzzy.
It's what we call in the business, the wuzzy hands. But the thing about that is, I slightly go, a cameo, I would go, it's Pete's birthday coming up.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Big E to do a thing. Now, Now Big E, you don't then have the pressure on you.
No, I don't. I'm not interviewing.
I love Big E. I don't want to go, I'm going to have to talk to him for 2 minutes. How are you doing?
How much time we got left?
I'm doing great. Seconds. I'm doing great. How are you, brother? Everything good? Can you sing a song? Yeah, sure. I'll sing my song. Yeah, he sings his song. And then, okay. Have you ever accidentally kissed any of the it would just be so fucking awkward. I just want Big E going happy birthday.
Yeah, you don't want any more than that.
In the same way as if Roman Reigns is up there, it'd just be great to go hi there, Liz. Mm. Just heard from your husband. He wants to say happy Christmas, and you got no chance with me. So let that dream die. Dream die.
Enjoy it while it lasted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine me saying on Christmas morning, I'm going, Liz, I've got 2 minutes.
She might talk him round.
Oh my God, she'd hate that so much. I'd have to do it, and because it was Liz, I'd be like, oh fuck, I don't know how to change it. So I'd be in open, I'd be sitting there like Buffalo Bill. well worth doing.
Oh no.
Hey, how you doing there? I got 2 minutes. you're gonna listen to my song.
Well, not really a song, it's a poem. I'm going to cut my legs. You're going to watch me cut my legs.
I want to be crushed by a car. Yeah, happy Christmas, dude. No!
don't go anywhere. Clock. Don't you fucking go anywhere.
You stay there. I've not finished yet. I've got a bag of fucking hamsters here that I'm going to smash, and you're going to watch it.
Oh, we've got that part of the record, Mark. We've still got Halloween Havoc to record.
So good. You see, the other thing that really breaks my heart is there's loads of people doing it with the girls, the female talent. And the female talent, you can just see in the
there's
back
no
of their mind,
of I'm care.
Hoping that's not going to happen.
No, I know.
You know, hey, how you doing? Hey, it looks lovely where you are.
Oh, it's the Nang Nang Man. It's the Nang Nang Man. Get him. He's in North London somewhere. Look at what's behind him. What number bus is that? Right, he's on that bus route. We'll find him. We'll find you, Nang Nang Man. You'll never find me! Roman Reigns, you'll never find me, Sasha Banks!
I'll mangle you all! Oh, I'm so glad they've changed it. So glad. Oh, God. Make them earn that fucking money. Oh, what a nightmare. Oh, dear.
God.
Oh, but yes, anyway.
The things they will have seen by the end of this horrible experiment that will last the grand total of 6 months.
So it is that thing about your company just going, a portal will open and something will appear. I feel really, really lightheaded now, Pete. Really lightheaded.
That's just done, really, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a Nakamura chant. Let's have a look. The fans genuinely want Triple H to win. Stephanie gets speared. That's got a really eggy build, because the referee's there and Triple H is there and he's got to get out of the way. And
it doesn't look heroic from Triple H, so he's kind of let him...
I know, because they were on his side.
They're not.
But then Roman Reigns wins. Triple H, this is his 11th WrestleMania loss, amazingly. Right, he's lost more often than he's won.
Okay.
But it is also...
Deserves every last one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I hope he got hurt. In every little one, not badly, not as far as a distended stomach belly button, just enough to think about it the next couple of days.
Oh, that's
ooh,
good.
Ooh, ooh, oh. Ooh.
Hello, it's Cesaro here. How are you doing? I hope you get hurt. Okay, how are you doing, my friend? I said, I hope you get hurt. Okay. Where it looks nice where you are. Whereabouts are you calling from in the world?
I want you to think about what shoes you're going to wear for the next week. On your big old ankle.
Every time you get hot, too hot in the next year,
you're going to worry about it.
You need to know that I've been making it happen through prayer.
Better than the treatment he gets in the WWE, to be fair, Cesaro.
Oh, holy fuck. Oh. Excellent news. Right, well, that, thank
God. We are
God.
On cameo.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, good. Well, that's. I'm really glad WrestleMania 32 is over. That's a relief. Oh, Pete's knocked his microphone out.
Hello.
There we are. Much better. Okay. Wonderful times. Oh, thank
that's
you.
That's a 50.
Thank you so much for listening. Look, we've got a Patreon. If you enjoy this, I mean,
really... from the Nang Nang. The intro to next month's little newsletter will be from the Nang Nang Man. We love you very much. If you head on over to patreon.com/wrestleme, you can listen to all of the shows together and also extra shows every week.
Respect is due.
Shows that deserve our attention, not this fucking 7-hour shit.
It was a pain. Woo! Do you know what? I think people will say, yeah, it's a bad show, but do you know what it did? It did something quite good on one episode of WrestleMania.
Oh,
what was it? Oh, it's unrelated to the show. Marvellous stuff.
WrestleMania Mark.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking out?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.